Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. Thanks for tuning in. I just want to start by talking about tonight's big game down at Donnybrook, the old HQ, where Leinster take on London Wasps. The first chance to see the team play under new head coach Joe Smith, so that should be interesting. It's more of an experimental lineup they put out there tonight, but we'll be welcoming back some players from injury, some key players, Luke Fitzgerald, Devin Toner, and Sean O'Brien, who'll be captaining the team tonight, so that should be good. We'll also get to welcome our new signing from Argentina, Mariano Galarza, who's joining the team today, so best of luck to him. But Wasps have a good team themselves out there with starters like Vickery and Betson, and on the bench, the likes of Payne, Ricky Flutie, and Simon Shaw. So be quite a good matchup there tonight. Be interesting to see how it goes. Can't wait. Also starting today, we have the Women's Rugby World Cup over in England. And Ireland kick off against the host nation at 6 o'clock on Sky Sports. And so best of luck to Coach Philip Doyle, Captain Fiona Coughlin, and all the team. Betfair have them at 38-1 to win. So, and that's fifth favorite. So basically anything from the semifinals or better would be a good achievement for the girls. So best of luck to them. And we'll be watching whenever we can. Now, next up, there's a little issue going around Irish rugby fans about the ticket pricing for the upcoming Autumn Internationals. Yes, they are dear. And I'm just trying to think of what they could have done differently to make things look a little better. Maybe if they had, you know, kept those individual prices as they have them, like 100 for the South Africa game, but offered a discount group price to people who wanted to buy all four. I don't know. Maybe that would have been better. But the way they've done it, it's just maybe too much of a hike all of a sudden. And it's just basically putting it in our faces that the fact that the new stadium has 25,000 less seats than the old one, and we're going to be paying for it. That's the way I see the move anyway. But that's that anyway. And I want to round off this audio boo. I want to keep them brief, only about 5 minutes long. I don't believe in banging on for too long anyway. Finally, last but not least, I wanted to announce the results of the poll I had on my blog about 10 days ago. I asked you to choose your ideal starting Leinster 15 for the new season. And between comments on the blog, emails and tweets, including the friends of mine that I bullied into voting, here's the results of the poll. At number one, we have Cian Healy. Number two, John Fogarty. Number three, Stan Wright. Number four, Leo Cullen. At five, Nathan Hines. Six, Sean O'Brien. Seven, Shane Jennings. Eight, Jamie Heaslip. Nine, Owen Redden. 10, Johnny Sexton. 11, Luke Fitzgerald. 12, Gordon Darcy. 13, Brian O'Driscoll. 14, Isan Asiwa, and 15, Rob Kearney. On the bench, you've got Richard Strauss, Hanke van der Merwe, Devin Toner, Kevin McLaughlin, Isaac Boss, Fergus McFadden, and Andrew Conway. I think you'll agree that's quite a squad. A few notable names not making the cut there was Shane Horgan and Sean Byrne, maybe. But that's the team you picked, and thanks. Thank you all again for voting. Among those names, some of them were unanimous. They got 24 out of 24 votes. That would be Fogarty, Leo Cullen, Jamie Heaslip, Sexton, Fitzgerald, Darcy, O'Driscoll, and Kearney. They were the unanimous choices. So there you go. Okay, well, that's it for this week. I'm going to go to the game tonight, hopefully to be a great occasion, and I'm going to do a write-up of the night some stage over the weekend. So check out that on my blog, harpinonrugby.net. If you want to email me, you'll get me at beatmunster@live.ie. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening in, and come on the Leinster.